This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up into the trade deadline and here to talk about the Orioles, their struggles, what a difference a year makes for sure. Our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline. He's our friend and yours. He's Steve Molesky. Steve, good afternoon. How you feeling on this Turn It Up Tuesday?
I'm turning it up over here, Bob.
Let's crank it up. All right, Zach Eflin, you saw him in the rehab start for shutout innings, which is good. How did he look? Any idea with the ETA? I know the Orioles have a TBD for tomorrow. He'd be on short rest to make that one. But, hey, is Zach Eflin going to be pitching for the Orioles within the week here?
My guess is yes. Friday night in Anaheim is my guess. Now, they could give him another rehab start or two, but even before he made the first one, and I did go up there and watch him at Ripken Stadium Sunday afternoon in Aberdeen, Eflin was talking about one and done, so you could see where his mindset was. And, Bob, it's so desperate now for the Orioles with the pitching that, I mean, Zach Eflin's got a 2.70 ERA in 12 Orioles starts since last year. So is the team desperate for that right now? They are desperate for that right now. So I think he had through 58 pitches, four scoreless for Aberdeen against those Bowling Green hot rods on Sunday. And who knows how that translates, Bob. That was high A. So, you know, but he rolled through it, and he looked like his normal self. And he was throwing 91, which is what he was throwing this year in the major league. So the fastball velocity was, you know, he doesn't throw that hard, and he wasn't throwing that hard Sunday. But I thought he looked good. He made a couple nice fielding plays, and the Orioles do not make rehab players available for media when they're in the minors, so we didn't get it. We couldn't talk to him, but the Aberdeen staff thought he threw well and thought he was pretty happy with how it went.
Now, getting to the guys pitching in this series, well, the ones we know about against the Twins, and you know, Cade Povich tonight, Minnesota, of course, drafted him. You know, when he was coming out of the amateur ranks, and the Orioles got him along with Cano and the Lopey trade a couple years back. But how do we assess him now, Steve? He's 1-2, a bloated ERA. He's had moments of brilliance, but you know, sometimes that ball finds some bats. How are we assessing Cade Povich here, who's going to get every opportunity to get people out given their desperate times in the starting rotation?
I think he's fine, Bob, and I think he's one of the guys they got to count on. I mean, with this rotation and the injuries and the underperformance, I mean, Cade Povich is almost a standout. I hate to say it, but, you know, really, he had one blow up, and it was a bad one. I think he needed to give up 7 runs against somebody in there, and it was just awful. But most of the rest of them have been pretty good, and, you know, obviously a strong finish. I just really like his upside, as they say. I think he's got some improving to do. You know, he didn't throw hard either, but he's got pitchability. And, you know, right now, Bob, it's 4 straight series against losing record teams, 12 games, Twins, Angels, Twins, Nationals. They got to roll through this, man, and get 7 or 8 wins out of it. We can't count on that because the Orioles are a losing team, too. Their record isn't better than the teams they're playing. But they have to show that over the long haul, they are better than these teams they're about to play.
How optimistic are you, Steve, that the offense is starting to get some semblance? I don't want to say consistency. They were still 1-for-10 with runners in scoring position on Sunday, but the power bats are there. Holiday's raking. Gunner's starting to get it together. I mean, are you seeing signs of life from an offense that a year ago at this time was putting up numbers that would place them among the best in baseball, certainly in the first half?
I am. It's coming in dribs and drabs. I mean, Gunner got a 9-game hitting streak, sitting nearly 400. Holiday's starting to swing it. Cedric's been swinging it all year. O'Hearn's been swinging it most of the year. you know, Bob, there's just two standouts on the stat sheet, and all Oriole fans could quote them to you. Runners in scoring position, they're last in baseball in OPS, last, 30th. And left-handed hitting against left-handed pitching, they're last. So, I mean, when you're 30th and last in two major categories, it's hard to be good on offense, and they're not. They're 20th in the league in runs scored. And, Bob, a year or two ago, they were fourth. So, I mean, this team has had a big fall in runs per game. I say it's going to get better because the underlying stats are there. They're hitting the ball hard. And people tell me, well, Steve, that doesn't mean anything if you don't score runs. Well, look, Gunnar was hitting the ball hard, and now they're falling. So I think if you do consistently hit the ball hard, you're eventually going to find grass or hit it over the wall. And the fact that their exit velocity is good, that for me is a good long-term sign. But I know fans are screaming at the radio, yeah, start scoring some runs.
Right. Steve Molesky talking to Orioles with Hit Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. Heston Kerstadt, we're 5 years since he was the number two pick in the draft almost, and he's getting plenty of opportunities to play because of injuries to others, Colton Cowser in particular, and Tyler O'Neill. That's another story altogether. I mean, when's this going to become second pick in the draft level production for Heston Kerstadt? I know everybody's pining for Kyle Stowers all of a sudden, Steve, but what about Kerstadt? And you know how patient and rational I am, Steve. I'm starting to think, I don't know about this cat right now.
Well, if you look at the young guys as a group, the earlier group came up and led the Orioles to the playoffs. Adley, Gunner, Westberg, Grayson, that group. The current group is kind of struggling to find its way. Holiday, Kerstadt, Mayo, Povich. They're not as touted a group as the other guys, and they're not performing as those other guys did as quickly. So that doesn't mean they won't. I'm still a big believer in Kerstadt, Bob, and I think the team is too. And to me, a telltale sign was the last 2 years when they had to set the playoff roster, he was on it twice. So that's telling me when it came to the biggest games, they counted on this kid. And I think they believe in him too. And but he's got to get it going, right? I mean, the dribs and drabs, the injuries, the setbacks. It just seems like it's one thing after another. He finally gets going. He gets beaned. There's always something setting him back, and he's got to fight through that and get it going. And Mayo, too. I mean, I don't know if he'll get consistent ABs here that he's up, but, you know, it's time for those guys to start showing some more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
More.
The thing, you know, you were talking earlier about, you know, like with Gunner and stuff, that it, hitting the ball hard, exit velo, you know, you can't say that for Mayo. You know, I mean, that's the only concern. And then, Steve, what position do you see Mayo playing?
Well, right now, they're down two third basemen. So even though he hasn't been great there, we know that might be where they got to plug him in the short term here. And so long term, they've been reluctant to send him in the outfield to see how that looks. And so first base, they're kind of crowded over there. So right now they got two first basemen healthy on the roster, but they're down two third basemen. So it's pretty clear where they need him, you know, this week. But I think the jury's out on long term where that's going to be for him.
Steve Molesky talking to Orioles. Real quick, Steve, we know the Basayos and all the other Mayo and the other prospects that we've discussed, Honeycutt, Bradfield, etc. Through the first month plus of the minor league schedule, give us a name of a prospect that we haven't talked about or even heard of that's starting to really get the attention of the organization and maybe now the fan base here.
Well, Bob, I wrote about him recently on my Substack. Braxton Bragg, he started this year with 3 starts for Aberdeen, has been moved to Bowie, pitched well in 2 starts there. So, I mean, he's really pitching great to start the season. And he's been what the Jordy Henry, the Bowie pitching coach, the Chesapeake pitching coach, told me is a dream. You know, he's like the role model for pitching prospect. On the Orioles' watch, 8th-round pick out of Dallas Baptist in 2023. He's gotten bigger. He's throwing harder. His pitch shapes are better. He's trending almost a straight line up, which is unusual for a prospect. Usually there's ups and downs. But this guy's just soaring to, you know, right now. And he's not in a lot of top 30s, almost in none of them. I think he might have made Fangraphs. But so he will be, though, because he throws 94-95. He's got some quality secondaries, commands it well. He's put on weight. And so he's just been trending up straight line almost since the draft. And not bad for round 8.
Steve Molesky, you are a colleague of here, of course, on 105.7 The Fan. But you mentioned Substack. Tell our audience about it for those I can't believe wouldn't know but haven't heard about it yet.
Thanks, Bob. Yeah, I'm on Substack for my writing this year, and I've got videos we do there. I've got a podcast, Bob, that I do there as well. The latest one was with the great Peter Schmuck. We had a great conversation last week when that dropped. So steveonbaseball.substack.com. That's where they find me, my little corner of the world. And Oriole fans have been great to find me there and support my work. And so I'm cranking it out there, man. And I've been to minor league parks about 5 or 6 times already, and been to Camden Yards many times, and do the game blog each night there. So pretty active.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What We Spend is a new podcast that explores something we almost never talk about. Every week, you'll hear a different guest share everything they spend their money on. What We Spend is available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.